Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Easy, but not so easy. And today we're going to talk about the power of attorney. A power of attorney is a legal document that effectively gives an individual, or where one person gives another person, the ability to make decisions or exercise certain authorities on that individual's behalf. Now, the easy part about having a power of attorney is that it is a great tool for a variety of situations where you know that you need someone who is going to be able to speak on your behalf or be able to speak as if they were you when you're not there. So if it's a situation where there's a decision that has to be made, maybe because you are ill, maybe it's because you're not even in town, or maybe it's because you're not sure when you're going to be able to return and you want to ensure that you have someone who is going to speak about what you are interested in, utilizing this is a fairly common practice. Every state varies a little differently, but it's a great tool for decision making. That's the easy part. Here is the not so easy part. When you're looking at your power of attorney, how familiar are you with the words in terms of what it specifically says? When you're looking at your power of attorney that's being drafted for you, or the one that you've agreed to sign, pay very close attention to what the words in that document actually says. Because a lot of times the power of attorneys are very specific about what you can and you can't do. So you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you overextend your authority, or you have this impression in your mind that you can do something, but the power of attorney limits you based on what the actual words of the document says. Do you have any idea how long it actually is going to last? Some power of attorneys are laid out in such a way that you are limited for how long you actually can use it. So when you get a power of attorney, don't fall into this trap of thinking that you have it forever, because if there's any wording in there that basically indicates that it's only valid for a specific period of time, you may find yourself causing more problems if you try to utilize this document after it has expired. So pay very close attention to whether or not there's any limitations in terms of how long that power of attorney is valid. Do you know if it applies to every situation? The reason why this is an important question is because depending on the type of power of attorney you have, and just be clear, most power of attorneys are governed pretty much by their various states. Sometimes the power of attorney literally lays out the circumstances which you can be, which you can utilize it for. So for instance, if an individual wants you to have a power of attorney for purposes of making decisions relating to purchasing of a home, or maybe making decisions with regards to things relating to, you know, purchase items, things like that. If your power of attorney allows for you to do that, that's great. But some people will actually draft a power of attorney, or have a power of attorney that's drafted in such a way that it significantly limits what you can and you can't do. So it's important for you to understand that there may be certain situations that present themselves where utilizing the power of attorney may not be applicable. So it's very important when you're looking at this document as a whole to understand that this may be the case. Power of attorneys are great tools. They're an awesome opportunity and ability to be able to exercise the authority on somebody's behalf. And if you find yourself in the position of being asked to sign one, that's a huge responsibility. Just remember, at its core, the power of attorney is only good for what's written in the power of attorney. So be mindful of exactly what it says in terms of what you can and can't do, what situations it can be used for, and how long it's valid. So this way you don't find yourself in a situation believing that you have more authority for a longer period of time to do more things than you actually do.